Good morning. We've got Annie and Bridgette, and we've got Jane here. And I'm really excited because probably for the next 20 minutes or so, not 30, 20, we're a little shorter today. We're going to be talking about the Alpha Course, which is a course that all three of you participated in last spring. And we're excited at Trinity because we're going to be running another Alpha Course this coming spring, beginning April the 10th.
Yes.
So again, thank you for joining me. And I am really excited to hear your stories and learn from you. And I'm sure everyone else is as well. Now, if you are not familiar with what the Alpha Course is, and correct me if I'm wrong, because you did it firsthand, but the Alpha Course is this 10-week amazing program where people who are new to the faith or curious about the faith can come and really learn and discuss some of the big questions in life. And it revolves around Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And it's all about learning and experiencing God for yourselves and coming to answers on your own. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
You got it all.
Yeah. So I know it's about big questions, and I've got some big questions for you. I'm just joking. But because it's all about big questions, I thought it'd be fun if we started with some little questions, just so that I could get to know you a little bit better, and we can sort of just have a little fun. So, Annie, my first question for you is, what's your favorite kind of candy?
Anything chocolate.
Anything chocolate, which is very suitable for the Easter season coming up, right? I hope the bunny treats you well on next Sunday. Okay, my little question for Bridgette is, are you a night owl or an early bird?
Is my husband watching this?
I'm going to say no, because we want the truth.
Okay. I would say I'm early, but not too late. If that makes early, up early, but not a night owl.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, medium.
So honest. Yeah. You're a medium person.
I'm a medium
we got to come up with an answer for
that. A medium person. Yeah, not early or late.
All right. A medium bird, because they all seem to be bird titles.
Yes.
And Jane, for you, where was your most favorite place that you've ever traveled?
Okay. So I've never traveled before until recently.
Yeah.
So I went to two places. I went to Vegas for my brother's wedding. And then my sister had a friend who had a wedding in Costa Rica.
Okay.
I loved Costa Rica.
All right.
Oh my gosh. The beach. The food, the people. It was just like the most relaxing week of my life.
I would say I
wish I could move back there.
It sounds
just like
sounds
live
amazing.
There.
Yes. Okay, so if it's between Vegas or Costa Rica, Jane's going to Costa Rica. All right, that's awesome. So I do have, as I said, a few bigger questions for you, mostly because I'm really curious to hear about your experience through the Alpha program. And I really hope that anyone out there who may be interested in it can learn something from you as well. So you all came to Alpha. Mm-hmm. You're all relatively new even to Trinity Church. So I'm wondering where you were at in your lives prior to coming to Alpha. Maybe we'll start with you, Annie.
I had a lot of questions and I just wanted to make sense of everything that I was already going through.
Yeah.
And hearing about Alpha through Jane and Wally, it interests me to want to take a deeper look into it. So that's why I came.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. And Jane and Wally are the lovely couple who have been running and facilitating, I should say, the Alpha program here.
Yes,
at
I really
for
do look
years.
Up to them.
Oh,
I
that's
really
great
do.
To hear.
Yeah.
Now, what about you, Bridgette? Where were you at in your life?
Just prior to starting Alpha, I started coming to Trinity 2 months prior.
Okay.
And Trinity was a profound calling.
Mm.
I was ready, and prior to that, I hadn't attended church in years, so
same.
I followed my heart.
Nice. And so for you, Jane, it was a similar.
It was similar where I haven't been in church for a long time, and then I had a lot of personal problems in my life, and I had someone in my life help me out and introduce me into the Alpha group, and then when I decided to leave London and come live in Hamilton, I was like searching for this group again.
Yeah.
I didn't find it in Hamilton, and I saw that this church had Alpha group. So I signed myself up and brought my kids here. And at first it's intimidating, but just as you start to get to know people and stuff, it was easy.
Oh, that's good to hear. So actually that's a great segue into one of my other questions here is, what were your thoughts going into Alpha? And I'm sure some people might be more excited. You were said a little intimidating.
It was.
How would you guys maybe describe your thoughts going into this?
My thoughts going into it was I knew that I was going to get something out of it. I just didn't know what that thing was, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay.
For me, coming to Alpha, I came in with a completely open mind. I remember thinking to myself, I want to know Jesus. I want a personal relationship with Jesus. And those were my thoughts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice.
I was looking for love.
Looking for love.
Yeah.
Okay. Those are all beautiful, I think, good reasons that could probably resonate with a lot of other people there. So you went through the 10 weeks. You all saw it start to finish. I know that. What stood out to you? And I'm sure a lot did because you would cover a lot. Mm. But what stood out for you? I'll start with you, Bridget.
What stood out for me?
Yeah.
Was my relationship with the Bible.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. The truth lies within those pages. I've always had a Bible at home that collected dust.
Yeah.
And the Bible is where the truth is. And I read the Bible now.
Mm-hmm. And that came to you from
And that
Alpha.
Came to me as just bring in your... I brought my Bible.
Started using
and
it.
And I started using my Bible and I started reading the Bible. Instead of going through social media or whatever in the morning, I would grab my Bible and I would just say, okay, open the page. And I read whatever was there. And that's what stood out for me was the Bible, the connection with the Bible.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Came to life.
It came to life.
Okay.
Yes.
That's great. And what stood out to you, Annie? Again, I'm sure lots did.
Yeah, pretty the same thing. Like I felt like it was calling me to want to take a deeper look at my relationship with Christ.
Yeah.
And I knew what my heart was feeling and I wanted to bring it all together, and deepening my relationship with him started becoming so profound in my life day to day. And I was seeing all these different changes happening in real time. And I thought that it was just so amazing how this one book that I've always gravitated to before, but not in this sort of capacity, that just kept on drawing me more in, and how much more sense my life started making.
Okay.
Yeah, if that makes
sense. Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And what about you, Jane?
Well, it's basically similar to these ladies.
Okay.
I had a rough time reading the Bible when I first wanted to know about God, and I just I put it down and I just dealt with life. But when you don't have him in your life, life gets a little difficult because you're going by your own understanding. But like being in this group and meeting the people and then learning that like you're not alone, because hope no one judges, but like I thought people in the churches like had the perfect life because y'all so happy and just like just light comes through. But it's just so it's like for me, it was like, OK, my life was very different. And so like coming in here and being able to talk to people and learn from their life experience is like, OK, I'm not alone. Mm-hmm. I can talk to people. But it does help you bring you closer to Jesus, because that man did so much for us and for us just to not even be a little bit curious about what his path was or what the Bible's about. To me, it's silly, because like now knowing and having that relationship now that I didn't have before, it's like it's a big difference. It's a big difference.
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet. How good. I love that you're sharing this with me. I think a lot of people feel that way coming into churches.
Yeah.
And it's so unfortunate.
And Jane said something about she was looking for love.
Yes.
Love is here.
Yep.
It's just here. Trinity, the people here, the connection, it's love.
That's so nice.
There's so much trust here. Right.
We just opened up.
Remember, Annie, our discussion.
Like I've made so many amazing friends, and I'm so blessed because I close my eyes and I pray and I talk to Jesus, and whatever I need, he delivers every time.
Yeah.
People just keep jumping into my life, and I'm just so blessed.
That's so good. So that's another great segue into my next question, is how has Alpha, which was 10 weeks, in the grand scheme of life, quite short, how has it impacted your life now?
I learn a little bit better on leaning on him instead of on myself. That's what this group has taught me. So I'm not always like trying to figure out life by myself and doing it on my own. It's like I keep telling myself, he will carry my burdens.
That's so beautiful.
I don't need to worry. Yeah, so it will be solved.
Takes the pressure
off. It does. It honestly does. It feels lighter.
It feels lighter and you're not alone.
Yes.
That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah. For me, Alpha answered, to date, answered so many questions I had. So many doubts. Mm-hmm. It instilled faith and an understanding of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And every day is a new day, and you got your peaks and you got your valleys. Mm-hmm. Then you reach out to your friends and you're having not a great day. It's not perfect. This journey is just, it's not a straight road. It's up and down. But at the end of the day, faith.
Yeah.
Faith.
Yeah. Gains of faith.
Yeah.
For me, my husband and I actually took Alpha together, and we were talking this morning and we both came to an understanding that it actually helped deepen our understanding of how our faith and having a relationship with Christ individually and together as a married couple is going to help carry us through the hard times, because we've been through a lot of hard stuff. And then even the hard stuff the last 2-3 years, and knowing that the Lord has us, there's so much freedom in knowing that we don't have to carry this. We can give our burdens to him and let him and trust in him that he'll take care of the rest. And that's what we talked about this morning.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So as people here at Trinity are hearing about the Alpha Course, right now we're encouraged to pray for people who may be considering going to Alpha. We ourselves are supposed to be praying about who we may even invite to Alpha. What would you say to someone who is considering coming to Alpha?
Come.
Trust. To trust. If you can't trust what you don't know, then trust me.
Yeah.
That I would never put you in the wrong direction. You will definitely get something out of it.
Mm. Yeah, and for anyone who is in search for the truth and hunger for the truth, it's eye-opening. Any questions, bring them here. Just bring them to Alpha.
Okay.
They'll be answered.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you, guys. Well, I am very excited that this Alpha program is running again. And I know we have some people who've already registered. But if you are out there and you know someone or you yourself have questions, please feel free to find one of these lovely ladies and they will answer your questions and give you more advice and give you more direction. Or as well, feel free to contact Wally and Jane, because they are amazing. They're the Vogels and they run the program. Or you can go on Church Center here at Trinity and you can register as well. But I just want to say thank you for taking the time chatting with me today.
That was a pleasure.
Thank you.
Taking the time away from your coffee hour. But I would actually love to have you back again another time, because it was such a nice chat.
Yeah.
So thank you very much. I learned so much. And that was great.
That's good too.
Awesome.
My butterflies are gone.
Yeah. Yeah, this was great. And happy Palm Sunday.
And happy Palm Sunday. Happy start of Holy Week.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.